This is Wealth Made Simple with Matthew Klein from Copley Financial Group. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Wealth Made Simple is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Wealth Made Simple.
Hello and welcome back to the Wealth Made Simple podcast. My name is Matthew Klein with Copley Financial Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear on the show today, please give us a call at 888-WEALTH-9 or visit our website at thewealthmadesimplepodcast.com. As we age, it can often seem like our birthdays are just another day, which kind of makes sense when you think back to the momentous occasions, like maybe your 16th birthday when you were given your driver's license, or 21st birthday when you went out for that first drink with friends. But as a financial professional, I encourage my clients to view turning 50 as one of their most momentous birthdays, because that half century mark may be the ideal time to re-examine your current financial strategy and start looking at how you can optimize your retirement portfolio. Now, many financial professionals often consider 50 to be a momentous year, because if you've been on the wrong track up until then, it's a great time to put your portfolio on the right path back for retirement. Now, let me pause for just a moment to introduce my co-host, Tony Shore, who always reminds me of my birthday.
I try to remember it. I'll try not to forget this year. How about that?
Deal.
All right. Hey, and any excuse for cake, that's my motto, right?
Yeah.
But seriously, Matt, it sounds like you've got a great show for us today on Wealth Made Simple. I think it's going to be a really good one. Obviously, there are key days and dates in our lives that are milestones and things we need to remember to do. I'm intrigued by your comment that if you hit 50, you aren't quite where you need to be financially to achieve your preferred retirement. You still have time to adjust the strategy and get there. So, when it comes to money, I think it can sometimes feel like, hey, if we miss this target date or that target date, we're going to be out of options and out of luck. But I have a feeling you're going to explain that's not always the case. And that's probably why we want to be working with a financial professional like yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, it's certainly not too late at age 50. It's actually a great time to take a look at what you have going on and make sure that you're on the right course. Most people aren't retiring until 65. That's when Medicare kicks in. So a solid 15 years gives you plenty of time to right and correct that ship. And get ready for the golden years.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And that's what we're all looking to do, right? I think that's very important. So where do you want to begin with this topic today?
People over the age of 50, let's start with just some of the benefits that the government makes available to them. For instance, they have what's called a catch-up on contributions to their retirement plans. If you're contributing $6,500 to your IRA, well, now they'll allow you to throw in an extra $1,000 and make it $7,500. And this is exclusive to people above the age of 50. If you have a simple IRA, you can kick in an additional $3,500 above the current $15,500 limit. And those with a 401k through their employer can contribute an additional $7,500 beyond that 2023 limit of $22,500. And this is all while you're still working.
Wow. Wow, that's impressive. So, you need to hope for the best but plan for the worst, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, there's a twofold advantage to utilizing these extra catch-up limits. Not only is it going to lower your taxable income in this year, but it's going to provide you with a larger nest egg and more retirement income down the road.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if you build a contingency for a sooner than expected job loss into your financial strategy and you never need money that you sack away, I know that you can utilize it in different ways. And so, yeah, I think saving and planning is going to be the key, and taxes do obviously play a role as well, like you say.
Yeah, absolutely. By contributing that extra amount to your retirement plans, well, you're getting that extra growth prior to paying taxes on it, which is going to, you know, increase the amount of money that you have for income in retirement. So just a tremendous amount of benefit by taking advantage of some of these benefits that the government has put out there for you after you hit that milestone of your 50th birthday.
So there's catch-up provisions is what you're talking about. And taking advantage of those, is you'd recommend it, right?
Oh, absolutely. I really think unless you're in a position where you can't take advantage because you just have to pay your bills or something to that extent, I think you'd have to be crazy not to at least entertain the idea of getting more money into your retirement accounts and lowering your taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. And we all want to minimize that tax burden. And it's just another way to do that. Once you turn 50, take advantage of those catch-up contributions. I like it. And, you know, this is a good option. So what insight do you have into the role that debt plays when somebody turns 50? That's another thing you need to look at probably at that age as well, right?
That's an important question. And it likely won't shock many of today's listeners that if a person turns 50 and is still carrying a large amount of debt, it may be smart to pay it down as quickly as possible, other than your mortgage, of course. And once the other debts are paid off, you might be able to then focus on paying off the mortgage itself before you retire. And, you know, this brings up a really important point. A lot of people come to me and ask, well, what's the best investment for this piece of money I've set aside? And I often tell them, if you have any credit card debt, that's the best investment you can make, is by paying that off immediately, because those outrageous interest rates on your credit cards are going to far exceed any returns you can get on any reasonable investments.
Yeah. Yeah. That's huge, obviously. And so, you know, jumping into retirement without any debt may make those week-long stays at a beachfront hotel somewhere all the sweeter, right? I mean, they give you the opportunity to maybe do some things you really want to do in retirement, live more comfortably.
Oh, absolutely. Getting out of debt and removing, you know, any interest or money that you're paying to hold on to that is going to have a compound effect, especially if you do it 10 or 15 years prior to retirement. You're going to have a lot of extra disposable income in retirement to, you know, upgrade those vacations or take an extra trip every year.
For sure. And now, as we're talking about this, things you need to do at age 50, when you're in your 50s, and then again at age 65. We'll get to that later in the show. But first, I wanted to let our listeners know once again how to get a hold of you and what you're offering today, Matt. You're offering a complimentary consultation, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, anybody can reach out to our office. It's 888-WEALTH-9. That's 888-932-5849. Or you can visit us at the website, wealthmadesimplepodcast.com or copleyfinancial.com. And that's correct, Tony. We're going to offer you a completely complimentary consultation, and we'll even build you a free retirement plan and go over everything that you know, entails the investments, tax-reducing strategies, Social Security, Medicare, estate planning. It's a real comprehensive, holistic approach, and there's no cost or obligation, Tony.
Well, that sounds great, Matt. And I would encourage our listeners, pick up the phone, give Matt a call. I know, Matt, you love hearing from our listeners, whether they just have questions about what we've covered on the show or they want to set up that complimentary, no cost, no obligation consultation. Now, let's jump back into our retirement talk about key steps you need to take with your finances at age 50 and 65. We've been covering a lot of ground. This has been a good one. What do you have for us next?
The next potentially beneficial piece of information I have for you today is from an AARP article I read, 10 Retirement Planning Mistakes People Make at 50. And it's thought to be about taking on college debt. It's common for parents in their 50s to take on too much college debt because they didn't utilize a 529 account when they had their children and when they were young. So some parents may use a home equity line or other credit sources to pay the cost of their child's college education. Now, that can be a very costly strategy that can rack up a significant amount of debt if you're not careful. Admittedly, there aren't any easy answers for people in this position because for many of us, sending our kids to college is one of our biggest ambitions. One possible solution is to have your kids take out loans in their own names and then help them with their monthly payments.
Yeah, you believe me, you've hit you've hit on something that I'm dealing with anyway. I don't know what the phrase would be, but you've really hit a nerve with me, I guess I should say, because sending your kids to college can be challenging and stressful, especially financially. I have three kids, two of which are in college, and one is starting college next year. So,
oh, congratulations.
No, people say that, but people say that to me, Matt, but no. And until you have three children all in college and they need help paying for it, you can congratulate me all the way to the poorhouse, right? No, I'm kidding. They're worth it. And we did save some in a 529 and got great financial advice from you and financial advisors out there. So that's kind of my point, I think, with this. You brought up a good one, college. You want to work with a financial services professional to reduce some of that emotional and financial burden when it comes to sending kids to college, because you're dealing with kids moving out, which, you know, it can be a good thing at times. You know, it's great, get the house back, empty nesters. But on the other hand, you miss the kids, and there's getting them financially on their feet. You don't want to sacrifice your own retirement to do that, right?
Well, absolutely. Obviously, you want the kids to get the education that they deserve, but
right,
not at the cost of a healthy retirement.
Right.
So, you know, three kids in college at the same time, that is no easy feat, Tony. So hats off to you.
Yeah, I know people with more, but that's, yeah, three is enough.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, again, you know, a good financial advisor like myself and there are others out there that can not only help you grow some of your assets in time for college for the children, but go over some of the options that are out there to alleviate the tax burden associated with gains. And that's really important. The government has structured some different investment vehicles to help reduce that the taxes associated with going to college. So,
yeah, that's good to know. And that's really important. And there are strategies I know that you've worked with your clients to create. So if our listeners out there have kids that are going to be in college or are in college, it's good to do it ahead of time. It's just like that tree we always talk about. When's the best time to plant a tree? Well, 20 years ago, right? That was the time to start saving for your kids' college. But what's the second best time? Today.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. It's today. Never too late. And you never want to feel like you're out of time or you missed the boat, because every penny helps. You know, every dollar saved on taxes counts. And it makes a difference. It really does.
Right. So what else do we need to look at when we turn 50?
Well, you're definitely going to want to reassess some of your healthcare strategies. Right. You know, if your diet and exercise routine at age 50 leaves something to be desired, well, you know, maybe you still have time to make some positive changes before you retire. And, you know, that can include just trading some of that lunchtime pizza at the buffet for a fresh salad and stuff like that.
Bite your tongue. Nobody comes between me and my pizza.
Yeah, yeah, I don't blame you. I like a good slice myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. No shortage of good pizza in New York.
Oh, so great. Yeah.
Yeah. As I mentioned, your health is going to be something that you're going to want to turn your attention to. So after age 50, you're definitely going to want to turn your attention to your health and start making better choices with your diet if you're not doing so already. So on top of looking at your diet and looking to make some healthier lifestyle choices, in my opinion, long-term care insurance may be one of the most important health choices that you make for yourself after turning 50. Many older people will eventually need some kind of long-term care services during their retirement. And as we've noted many, many times to numerous clients, long-term care services can be very, very costly. And the cost of healthcare in this country just keeps going up. In fact, it's potentially so expensive that it takes a massive bite out of your savings very quickly. So for some, long-term care insurance could be the answer, but I definitely advise that you look into it and know what the options are, because once you get into retirement, it becomes almost unfeasible to make the payments and the costs associated with it.
Yeah, it's not feasible at some point because it does get so expensive. And again, it's another reason to work with somebody like yourself, an independent financial advisor who looks at the big picture, looks at all the options out there. There are so many different ways now, just straight life, long-term care insurance might not be the answer. There are more hybrid policies out there, right, that can really be effective.
Yeah, absolutely. The policies and the bells and whistles that come along with them are constantly changing. It can be very, very difficult to know what's worth it and what's not. And you're going to want someone who's kind of in the trenches and knows the ins and outs with these. And like I said, when you turn 50, it's a great time to start looking at these choices while they're still affordable, because you're really not going to have many options once you retire.
Yeah, I mean, long-term care insurance and life insurance may be really important for some people out there. But again, trying to do it all on your own, wading through everything that's available, and then making a solid choice that's right for your own personal situation, that can be tricky. So I'm glad you're talking to us about this today. I think this is really good. So what do you want to talk about next? What do we need to be thinking about in our 50s?
We should next discuss the possibility of divorce, even though it's may not be the most enjoyable subject. If you're 50 and happily married, yeah, you should still entertain the possibility of eventually possibly separating and plan accordingly. Obviously it's not the ideal way for things to turn out, but it's part of life for some people, and it's something that we should be protecting ourselves financially down the road.
Yeah, I mean, it's yet another place that we should hope for the best, that we don't ever need to think about that, but you have to plan for the worst. So what else? Is there anything else at age 50?
Next, those turning 50 might want to start updating their documents, making sure that the beneficiaries on all of their retirement accounts are current, making sure that wills, healthcare proxies, trusts, things like that are all up to date. You don't have any members of the family that may have passed away still listed and things like that. So it's a great time to just do some spring cleaning with all of your retirement paperwork, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, documents, getting those in order, and especially that enhanced planning, that legacy planning, like some would say estate planning, wills, trusts, powers of attorney, medical directives. Boy, age 50 is, you need to have them in place by then, I would say at the latest. So we've really covered age 50. We've talked about that a lot during the show. Let's jump into our final segment and talk about what turning 65 means. I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there know of a few things that happen when they turn 65. But what do you have for us there?
Sure, Tony. So first, let me just reference another fantastic article by AARP again, and that's 5 things you need to know about your finances when turning 65. And as many listeners likely already know about age 65, it's a big year when it comes to retirement planning. One of the reasons being because that's when Medicare becomes available.
Ah, yes. Yep.
So many people definitely wait until age 65 before entertaining retirement to avoid the costly,
healthcare, right?
Yes. Healthcare, correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Healthcare is one of the most, you've said it before, Matt. I think you even mentioned it in the first show. Healthcare costs are one of the most biggest costs and biggest expenses we're going to have in retirement, in our retirement years. So, you definitely want to plan for that when you turn 65, and we'll get into that a little bit more. What's something else we need to be aware of when we turn 65?
Another thing you should be aware of about turning 65 is that it's not the full Social Security retirement age. And even though retirement marketing can sometimes make it seem like it is, Social Security's full retirement age for most people turning 65 in a decade or two will be 67. So, you can begin claiming as early as 62, and you can delay taking it until age 70 for a higher monthly benefit. But 67 is usually that full retirement age.
Yeah, and you said you can claim benefits as early as 62, but they're greatly reduced at that age, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, with Social Security, it's not a one-size-fits-all, so we can't tell all our listeners exactly when to file. One of the things we do when if you decide to reach out to us, we offer you a complimentary Social Security report, and it will tell you exactly what the best time is for your situation. And that works whether you're single or married. It's going to take into account all of your work history, all the Social Security's rules, death benefits, survivor benefits, stuff like that, and make sure that you're getting the most out of it. We almost always recommend that you're going to delay a little bit past that age 62 because, like you mentioned, Tony, that reduced benefit can cost you down the road.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we can wrap up the Social Security talk by just saying, hey, you can file anytime between 62 and 70, and it varies and it changes the amount you're going to get in there. Everybody has a different sweet spot, though, and you need to have that report run. So I'll encourage our listeners once again to pick up the phone and give you a call, and you're offering that complimentary consultation, and we'll run the Social Security Maximization Report. Just get a couple of pieces of information from them about their situation, and it'll tell them exactly, you know, when the best time for them to file is, talks about filing strategies, spousal strategies, things like that. Again, the number is 888-932-5849. And now let's jump back into Medicare, because that's the big thing when you turn 65. That's when you can enroll in Medicare. If you're already enrolled in Social Security before 65, you're automatically enrolled. Is that true?
Yep, that's correct. They're going to automatically enroll you in Medicare. There's two parts to it, Part A and Part B. Part A is going to cover your hospital and emergency care, and Part B is going to cover everything outside of the hospital, but it's only going to cover 80%. And what they do is they're going to leave it up to you to figure out how you're going to get that extra percentage covered. And there's things like supplements and Medicare Part C and a lot of options out there. You're definitely going to want to sit down with someone well-versed with this. That's something we can help you with. It's part of our retirement planning approach, and make sure that you make the right choice. The one thing I'll say, Tony, is that you can make mistakes when entering Medicare at 65 that can be permanent, right? If you
wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And so if you happen to enroll in, if you enroll in Social Security after 65, so if you turn 65 before you're enrolled in Social Security, you have to enroll in Medicare yourself, right?
That's correct. Yep. You're going to have to actively go ahead and enroll in Medicare. If you continue working past 65, you're not obligated to enroll in Medicare. You can still use your employer health care, and then they're going to open up a new window for you after your retirement where they're going to allow you to go ahead and switch over to Medicare just as if you were 65.
Yeah. Well, we've talked a little bit about Medicare and Social Security. Those are two big things to look at. On or before you turn 65, you need to have a plan in place. And as you've said time and time again, Matt, Social Security and Medicare are two parts of your retirement strategy that are crucial. And like you say, once you commit, you're in and you can't go back and make changes. So in a lot of ways, certain things you can about Medicare during open enrollment. But when you first enroll, file for Social Security, you really get only one shot at that. And Medicare, you can make mistakes when you first enroll that could be costly down the road, right?
Yep, that's 100% correct. Once you file for Social Security, you're basically locked into it. They do give you one mulligan within the first year after filing. You can go back on it. Obviously, you don't want to plan to do anything like that, and you should really try to get it right the first time. But after that, you're locked in for life. And I think a study was done by actually AARP again, and they said 74% of Americans were receiving a reduced benefit by filing too early. So definitely something to watch out for. Yeah.
Sure.
And when it comes to Medicare, there is open enrollment where they technically will allow you to switch plans every year, that given time period that they designate for it. But there are factors at play that if you do make the wrong mistake early on, even though technically you're allowed to switch, it really becomes unfeasible because of the cost.
Well, that's good to know. And this has been great so far. What else do we need to know?
Well, another thing to be aware of when you turn 65 is that you can start using your health savings account. We refer to it as an HSA for some of those healthcare expenses. In fact, an HSA may supply you with a triple tax break. First, you get to contribute tax deductible or pre-tax, and that's, you know, comes through your employer. Second, the money in that health savings account grows tax deferred. And third, if used properly on the way out of the account, it can be withdrawn tax-free for qualified medical expenses. And they're pretty liberal with what they allow you to spend that money on in retirement.
So, but at 65, you can use your HSA for other expenses, right?
Best of all, yeah, is that when you turn 65, you can begin using your HSA for more expenses than you could before that birthday. While you must stop making your HSA contributions once you've turned 65 and enrolled in Medicare Part A or Part B, the money in the account may continue to grow and be used for future medical expenses. So, you know, you often have to pay taxes or a penalty if you use the HSA money for something other than qualified medical expenses, but those penalties vanish once you turn 65 and you only have to pay taxes on the money that's used for non-medical reasons.
Ah, okay. So the penalties disappear, but you would have to pay taxes on any HSA money that you use for non-medical. Got it. Okay, that makes sense. And I'm glad you shared that because I don't think a lot of people know that about HSAs. But you mentioned you can't contribute to an HSA any longer once you enroll in Medicare at 65. But that made me think, should saving altogether for retirement stop when we turn 65?
No, absolutely not. If you've turned 65 and you're still working, well, I would certainly continue contributing to your IRA or 401k, TCP, 403b, whatever employer retirement plan you're using at the moment. And if you have retirement accounts, 401ks, 403b, TCP, whatever it might be with your employer, I certainly recommend continuing to contribute to those, reducing your taxable income in that year, and building that nest egg even larger for when you're in retirement and need that income.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, especially maybe even a Roth IRA, right?
Roth IRA is one of our favorite retirement vehicles here. We utilize it as much as we can. You're going to want to contribute to that every year as long as you have earned income. And one thing to note is that even if your spouse is not working, but you have enough earned income, say $15,000, you can contribute $7,500 for yourself and $7,500 for your spouse if you're if you're both over the age of 50. So really fantastic. And we have other strategies here to kind of supercharge the funding of that account. Roth conversions, backdoor Roth contributions, mega backdoor Roth, just to name a few. And it's a strategies that we roll out for all our clients.
Sure. Well, that sounds great. We're out of time for today's show, Matt. But before we go, once again, let our listeners know how they can get that Social Security Maximization Report run and that complimentary consultation.
Sure. Reach out to us at 888-WEALTH-9, or you can visit us at wealthmadesimplepodcast.com. We'd be happy to do the full suite of services, or if you just have a couple of quick questions, we're happy to answer those as well.
All right. Sounds good, Matt. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Wealth Made Simple with our host, Matt Klein.
Thank you for joining us for Wealth Made Simple. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Matthew Klein at Copley Financial Group at 888 888- 832-5849 or visit wealthmadesimple.org now. Join us again soon for another episode of Wealth Made Simple.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.